how the Rebbe connects topics that seem to be totally disconnected to the idea of Derev Tachtonim, and he connects it to Derev Tachtonim, is for me one of the most amazing things to find in the Rebbe's Sichas. This week's parsha, we talk about Sfiras Omer, Sfarta Lechem Yimachdas HaShabbos. You should count from the day after Shabbos, and obviously the Gemara tells us that what's the day after Shabbos? That is not necessarily a Sunday, but the day after the first Pesach. On the other hand, we see two very interesting statements about Sfarta Lechem, that you should count Sheva Shabbos Tmimos, 7 complete weeks, which seem to contradict, at least partially, this idea that Mimachar HaShabbos is any day of the week, as long as it's after Pesach. We have a statement from one Medrash that says that when is it complete? When you start on a Sunday. Which seems to go against the statement that we said that it's irrelevant what day of the week, as long as it's the day after Pesach. On the other hand, we have another statement that says, when is it complete? When the Yidden do Ritzoinei Shalmakim, they do Hashem's will. I understand. If you just count Sfiras Omer, you get complete weeks. What's the pshat? And Tzemach Tzedek explains these two statements to work hand in hand. That there are years where Pesach is on a Shabbos the first day, so you start counting on the Moitzah Shabbos Sunday, and you reach the level of Tmimois completion that way. And then there are years that it doesn't start on a Sunday, so how do you reach the level of completion? When you do Ritzoinoi Shalmakim. Now, obviously, when we're saying completion, we're not saying that you're not doing a perfect job any other year because you're doing the mitzvah. We're saying Tmimois, a level of completion and wholesomeness that's beyond doing things right and doing it well. It's a whole new level that you achieve. So there's years that it happens naturally when it starts on Sunday, and then there's years that it happens unnaturally. To understand that, we have to understand what it means with Ritzoinoi Shalmakim, doing Hashem's will. It's an unusual lashon. What do we mean in that? So the Gemara tells us regarding Kriya Shema that in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, V'hayim Shamaya, if you listen to what Hashem says, then you will get all the brachas, V'asafta deganecha, you will gather your grain. Comes the Gemara and says, in Masechas Brachas, that this, that I told you you're going to gather your grain and the seasons are going to work, etc., that is when the Jewish people are not doing Ritzoinei Shalmakim. What is that supposed to mean? You just said that V'hayim Shamay Tishmo, if you listen. So if they're listening, aren't they doing Hashem's will? And Likut Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains that no. Oisim Ritzoinei Shalmakim is a higher level, which is not in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, because in the second section of Shema, we only say you should love Hashem b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem, that you do it with your whole heart and your whole soul, but there's no word b'chol ma'idecha like in the first section of Shema. What's b'chol ma'idecha? When you reach a level that is beyond the level of bleak vul, the level of infinity. Oisim Ritzoinei, that means you reach a level of Hashem beyond nature, but at the same time we call it Shalmakim, we refer to Hashem as place, because we're reaching a level where we can bring Hashem's infinity into Makim, into place. Remember, something that we've spoken about in previous sikhs as well, there's the idea of Hashem's bleak vul, infinity, then there's a memali kolam in the way Hashem fits within this world, whatever we could call finite, and then there's the most important thing, and that's combining it, bringing the highest level of infinity into the finite element of our world. So when you do the Tzoinoi Shalmakim, when you go beyond your nature and you access a level of infinity where you could have two opposites, because that's what infinity is, there's no limitations, then you bring down the level of Hashem in this world that's beyond limitations, B'chol Ma'idecha, you bring that Oisim Ritzoinoi Shalmakim, the Hashem's will, which is the highest level, becomes into Makim, into time and space, what we call in Chassidus Lashon, Nimna HaNimnois, the pretty much the impossibility that yet Hashem can do because it's from the highest level. Now, Sfiras HaOmer, what's the connection to Oisin Ritzoinei Shalmakim? And that, so the Rebbe explains, what is Sfiras HaOmer about? It's about bringing infinity into finite, because Omer is from barley. And barley, we know, is animal food, Michael Behema. And on the other hand, you're supposed to have Sfira, which means to shine and brighten up. You're supposed to elevate your Nefesh HaBahamas. In other words, you have to access a level beyond nature so that you can take your Nefesh HaBahamas, which seems to be limited, and to pull you in the wrong direction, and not only work on it, but totally transform it into Kedusha, and that you could access from the level of Mimakrus HaShabbos, which is higher than Shabbos. Shabbos in this context of Chassidus is Atzilus. You reach the level of absolutely Aaron Seif, Hashem's infinite light, then you're able to bring this contradiction, the idea of illumination within your Nefesh HaBahamis. Now, returning back to the point of there's different ways of reaching this level of Tumimais, this level of incredible infinity. Level one is when Pesach starts on Shabbos and you start counting on a Sunday. And the other level is when you do Ritzayin and Shalmakim. What's Pshat? There is something incredible about days of the week in contrast to days of the month and days of the year. The Rebbe focuses on three differences. Number one, you could see, if you look at the sky, you could understand and see the difference in days of the year and days of the months. In other words, you could look at the month, the sky, see the moon, and you could tell which day of the month it is, pretty much. It follows a pattern. The year, you could look at the seasons. You could look at the Galgalim, etc. You could look and figure out the year has a cycle of 365 days plus minus that the sun goes around. You can figure out where you are. On the other hand, there's no way to look at nature and figure out what day of the week it is. It's not following any system other than just week after week after week. You cannot see any difference in it. Then there's another thing. Each month has its own chayas. Every Rosh Hashanah, we bring down a new level of light. Each month, we bless the new month and we bring down a new energy of the month. However, weeks, there's no fundamental difference between one week and the other week. Every week you start from Sunday, which is pretty much the original Sunday that Hashem created the world, and you just keep on going till infinity, because it's just going and going and going, independent of any change of energy. And it also, the Rebbe points this out, so it also affects a third element, and that is that years and months are malleable. They change 29 days, 30 days, 355 days, 385 days, and days of the week never change. In other words, what do days in a week signify? On the one hand, they're time, and time changes. On the other hand, they're a constant to it. There's something that's above nature to it. It's totally independent of anything within nature. So when you have Pesach on Shabbos and you start counting on a Sunday, in other words, you're fitting that incredible light within the days of the week, the way they were originally created by Hashem, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So then you're accessing the level of Chibur, Bli Gvul, and Gvul, infinity and finite. Why? Because as we said, the days of the week have a unique element to them. Now, on the one hand, they're changing day by day by day. On the other hand, they're exactly the same. And they're above the world. So if you could fit the Omer into that system of Yemais HaShavua, of weekdays, then you achieve that level. However, in other times, the only way to reach that level is when you do Bli Gvul, when you do Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. You access the level within yourself of Hashem's Ratzayin, and then you're able to bring it into Makim. You're able to do what the days of the week did for themselves. You could do it through Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. So each and every one of us has the ability to access the highest levels of Hashem's infinity and bring it into Makim. And this year, which it didn't fit in Sunday, that's not when we start counting the Emor, we could do it ourselves anyway. And to see this beautiful idea of Sfiris HaOmer, the ideas of weeks versus months, and connecting it to the idea of bringing infinity into finite, for me was a beautiful element of this Sicha of Parshas Emor number 1.